WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. President Trump's nominee for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, supported by nearly all Republican senators. He faces a confirmation vote tonight. ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill on some GOP resistance.
Hegseth can only afford to lose three Republican senators. Murkowski and Collins make two. We're also going to be watching Senator Mitch McConnell tonight. He could be a wild card in all of this. But either way, Republican leadership is very confident he has the vote.
Troops have arrived at the southern border as President Trump cracks down on immigration. Hundreds of migrants have been arrested in cities across the country. Also caught in the dragnet, American citizens, including a U.S. veteran in Newark, New Jersey. But a judge has temporarily blocked Trump's order ending birthright citizenship. Mr. Trump expected to visit Los Angeles today to see the damage from the wildfires firsthand. Washington's latest star attractions are ready for their close-up. Two three-year-old giant pandas made their first appearance this morning at the National Zoo. Lots of oohs and ahs. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. U.S. House Republicans want to end birthright citizenship through legislation. At a Thursday press conference, Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany joined colleagues to thank President Trump for setting the table to be able to deal with birthright citizenship, which Tiffany says may not be following the original intent of the Constitution. Former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy wins unanimous approval from a Senate panel to run the Department of Transportation. During his confirmation hearing last week, Duffy said he'll focus on aviation and highway safety. The full body of the U.S. Senate still needs to vote on Duffy's confirmation. And a new report shows Madison's addressing the housing shortage well. Storage facilities management company Storage Cafe ranked hundreds of U.S. cities with more than 55,000 residents between 2005 to 2023 for housing inventory growth. They found Madison with a Midwest leading increase of 37% over that period.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a snow shower this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, highs near 20 degrees, wind chills around zero. For tonight, some flurries or light snow showers, a low of 16. Partly sunny on your Saturday, highs near 33. For Sunday, sunshine, a high of 28. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 8 below at our studios.
99.7. Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on your Friday morning. It is 8:05. Here is Michael Jackson, The Way You Make Me Feel on Max FM.
Stop!
80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. We're going to take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, increasing clouds, a high of 21. Today, we do have a slight chance of flurries, a low of 17. On Saturday, partly sunny, a high of 32. Sunday, sunny with a high of 27. Looking ahead to Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 39. Next week, we see highs in the 30s, so it's going to warm up, Emily. That is exciting news.
That is. And I love this part of the winter where you're like, it's going to be 30. And it's like a party, right? Like we're like in the fall, you're like, oh no, it's going to be 30. Like it's all about the moment in time in which the weather happens to you. Because we have to swing with it, man. The temperature swings in this area can be so severe, right? I mean, it can swing 50 degrees overnight and we don't even, you wake up and it's like a whole different environment. So in the 30s sounds great. That's my birthday week, so I'm going to be, I hope the sun's out too, because I'll get outside, take some walks, enjoy the moment and the weather, right?
Exactly. And if you want to enjoy some great times, we have tickets for you to see Lynch Mob at the Crystal Grand Music Theater Emily, what do they need to do to win those tickets?
They need to go ahead and text in the word Lynch Mob, LYNCHMOB, to the Civic Media app or to regular texting 608-355-9970 to win Lynch Mob tickets. You got to do that before 9 o'clock, folks, this morning. Time sensitive. So go ahead and get that going. We'll tell you another way that you can get a discount on that, you know, after the 9 o'clock hour. But this, I'd say go for the win, right? Always
exactly. Go for the win. And speaking of going for the win, the Super Bowl is less than 2 weeks away, but it's never too early to start planning. Your bathroom breaks, that is. If you're having a Super Bowl party, you can't really pause the game to hit the restroom. And even the game breaks can be rough if you don't want to miss the commercials.
Although they've been less fun in recent years. That's not me saying it. I'm just reading this. And as we talked about earlier, you can see the commercials on YouTube ahead of time. But, you know, I say let's just wait. So a new survey asked people for the best and worst times to leave the room to go to the bathroom during the Super Bowl. The top answer was right before the halftime show. Don't do it. Don't leave right before the halftime show. Please don't do that. I'm going to go through another couple of times that it says do not leave the room. Starting at the bottom, during third quarter commercial breaks, 9% said it's a good time to leave. 3% said it's a bad time. Another group of people, 12%, said right after the halftime show is a good time to leave. 4% said it's a bad time to leave. So I'm kind of down with that. I'd say I'm in it for the halftime show. So after the halftime show, I'm in the 12% saying like, okay, now's a good time for a break. Another 13% says it's a good time to leave after the broadcast has ended. I mean, that makes sense. 30% said that's a bad time to leave. So when everything's over, isn't it okay to go to the bathroom?
I think so. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's over. Like, if you've been holding it the whole, like, 4 hours is really not what it takes for the Super Bowl.
Right.
You should probably get up and go pee. Just saying.
Yeah. You know, and you don't want to be depending on anything else to get there. So you got to plan this.
Yep. Got to plan this. So second quarter commercial breaks, 15% said that's a good time to leave. 5% said that's a bad time to leave. I think these, like, bad time to leavers, I think they're just talking about don't leave. Like,
I think so, too.
It's a bad time.
Well, this one is interesting. After the broadcast has ended, 13% say it's a good time, 3% a bad time. If the broadcast has ended, what? You waited way too long.
I just had a little birdie in my ear with an idea that I am thinking is rather strange and weird, but you know, I'll just throw it out there. I'm sure somebody could figure out how to market this. It's the Super Bowl diaper. So you don't have to go leave the game at all to go to the bathroom. I mean, why not? People do it for New Year's Eve on Times Square and other crowded events that they can't leave or they lose their spot or they don't want to miss a thing. So everybody, brand new today, if somebody wants to figure out how to invent and market this, I say go for it. You didn't hear it here, the Super Bowl diaper.
Well, that just depends.
That just depends. So funny. We are so funny. But you know what? Number one here says... Okay, the birdie just said each Super Bowl diaper could have the logos of the teams. It becomes
collectible.
Rob, okay, enough. Yeah. Think you can't save the diaper. Unless maybe you don't have to use it, then you can save it. But like,
or do you buy extra so you have it as a collectible, you know?
You buy the whole box. Then in your man cave or woman cave or whatever place you like little, you curl up and watch football, you can hang all your diapers on the wall. Seriously digress. The birdie is a hot mess and a crazy person, but that's okay. All right. Yeah. Moving along.
And so we're on number one, right?
We're on number one, yes.
During the kickoff, 19% say it's a good time and 25% say it's a bad time. You know, I look at it from this standpoint. It's the beginning of the game. You still have four quarters to go. So, I mean, it's really a toss-up. I mean, I would say you got to go during when the play is going on during the game, or that's about the only time, because you want to see the commercials, you want to see the halftime show, and if you wait to the end of the game, you've waited too long. So then 4% to 7% people think it's okay to miss a few plays in the first and the second quarters if needed, or try to go in between plays if possible. I've got a plan here in my head. I just figured this out. About the same percentage think it's cool to skip the post-game celebration and interviews. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Then there's times when very few people are willing to step away during the third and fourth quarters, especially in the final 2 minutes of the game, as well as overtime, if there is one. Why not just have a TV in the bathroom? Then you don't miss anything.
Because that's more expensive than a diaper.
No.
I think TVs that's in the plan. Used to be kind of common. Yeah, I mean, they did. They were common. People had TVs in the bathroom in the kitchen, and they had phones in the bathroom in the kitchen because, I mean, you don't want to miss anything. You need to be, you know, watching or talking to somebody about something. So I have an old house, and there we moved in, and we were cracking up because there was a phone jack for landlines in the kitchen and in the bathroom. We're like, who's talking to the phone in the bathroom? But I guess, I mean, whatever, to each their own. But I, you know, my feelings on this are, I'm going to watch the halftime show. I'm going to check out the commercials. I always felt like football games, like oftentimes when the punt happens, that feels like not a lot happens right away. So I feel like that's a, when, you know, when they change over and they're ready to like do the punt, I think that that's a, there's probably better language to say about that. But, I feel like that's a good time because oftentimes then everybody has to regroup and you have a minute. Not always. Sometimes you catch it and run it, and then it's really exciting, but that's, like, more rare, so.
It is. And, you know, I think most people get up and they'll do it during the kick or the punt. I think that's a lot of the time when people will do it. They wait for that punt, and that's when they go for it. I think that's probably it. Or you just wait till, like, it's second down, and then quick, hurry up and get in there and get done. I don't have TV in my bathroom, nor will we ever have a TV in our bathroom. That just is one place TV does not belong.
So scratch that idea. Dave was just joking. Don't put a TV.
I was kidding.
Well, no, you can do whatever you want.
Right. It's your bathroom.
We don't care what you do. It's your bathroom. Totally. I mean, your bathroom should be your safe space. Like, legit. To do what you feel like you need to be doing.
So. Yeah. And you don't want to be in there forever. It's not like the library or something along those lines either.
Right. If anyone has any feelings about the stats that we gave you or our newfangled idea about what is possible for bathroom usage during the Super Bowl, feel free to text us. We always want to hear what you guys think. But also, when you're on your phone, go ahead. You got, what do we got, 39 minutes left? Did I do the math?
39
to
minutes.
To text in and win tickets to Lynch Mob at the Crystal Grand. So you text in Lynch Mob, all in one word, LynchMob, 2-608-355-9970, or through the Civic Media app, Little Max Mouse. You can go ahead and hit him, open it up. Bottom right is going to be a text action, and you can go ahead and text that in. And guess who sees your text right away? Us. So we might say, we do, so, but please do so. Get free stuff, free stuff, free stuff.
Exactly. So, Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:40. We're going to talk about calendar days.
Sweet. Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to that. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. The Sauk Prairie Show Choir Invitational will be happening Friday and Saturday at Sauk Prairie High School. Ticket options include a Friday night only, the all-day pass on Saturday, or an all-weekend pass. Kids 5 and under will get in for free. Check out the Sauk Prairie School website for all the details and the full schedule, as a number of show choirs from all around the area will be competing at this event. Again, Friday and Saturday at Sauk Prairie High School. And then on Sunday the 26th, it's the Sauk Prairie FFA Annual Toy Show and Pancake Breakfast. It's from 8:30 until 2 p.m. The pancake breakfast will be from 8 a.m. until 11:30. All the show details and information can be found at SaukPrairieFFA.com/toyshow. And celebrate Catholic Schools Week on Saturday at the Spaghetti Dinner at St. Mary's School in Portage. This will take place in the gymnasium. It's all-you-can-eat spaghetti and a salad bar. Desserts will be available for purchase as well. 4:30 until 7 p.m. on Saturday the 25th. And bundle up and enjoy a torch-lit hike at Devil's Lake State Park. The friends will stroll on a 1.5 mile long trail from the Rock Elm Shelter up the hill to the Northern Lights Campground. You'll be following torches lit through the darkness. And then at the end of the hike, we'll have a bonfire lit and an opportunity to enjoy s'mores. This is a free event. Donations are always welcome, and you will need a park sticker to enter the park. This is going to be happening on Saturday from 5:30 until 7:30 at Devil's Lake State Park.
It's time to think warm thoughts and buy your tickets to the Mount Horeb Country Music Fair happening on July 26th at Grundall Park, 11 a.m. to midnight. Three stages of nonstop music showcasing many Wisconsin artists such as Dan Lapine and Bree Morgan, plus national country music artists Ashes and Arrows, Hannah Dasher, Jake Hoot, Wayland, and more. Help raise money for the Mount Horeb Community Foundation and Madison Reading Project. Strike early and get your lower price tickets now at mhcmf.com. See y'all at the fair. Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Calls the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can place your ad to me. Once I come along and down by the dozen, I ain't nothing but kissing. Thing, let me light your candle, calls a mama. I'm show sure all the hand and I just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM, 828 with Scandal on Max FM.
Feeding on your hungry eyes. I bet you're not so civilized.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily, 8:32 on Friday morning. As a reminder, we have our big deal of the day. Shop local and save big. Get 50% off a $25 certificate to Cosmic Karma Crystals. Today and today only, that $25 certificate is just $12.50. Cosmic Karma Crystals, located in downtown Baraboo, they offer sparkling, polished, and raw crystals. The $25 certificate is good towards anything in the store, including crystals, mystery grab bags, jewelry, and more. This deal is good till 11:59 p.m. today and today only at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Also, this is your last chance to enter in to win tickets to see Lynch Mob at the Crystal Grand Music Theater in Wisconsin Dells. You need to text in Lynch Mob, LynchMob. You can do that at 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Click Max and Mouse. Click text and enter in Lynch Mob for your chance to win tickets. Coming up, we'll have a look at weather and sports on Max FM.
Celebrate the 4th annual Robert Burns Night this Saturday, January 25th at 7 at Konamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo. Enjoy music by the Rannoch Celtic Trio and Mark Tully, along with delicious food, poetry, and a full Scottish cultural immersion. Admission is $10 with an additional Scotch tasting for $20. Be sure to order your tickets for the upcoming Ivy Ford Band on February 7th. Tickets are just $20 in advance. Stop in at 126 3rd Street in Baraboo for details.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day, Cosmic Karma Crystals, located in downtown Baraboo. Cosmic Karma Crystals has sparkling, polished, and raw crystals, spheres, towers, bowls, and a large assortment of metaphysical items, such as spell jars and horoscope and chakra sets. Try your luck on a $20 grab bag. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
It's championship weekend in the NFL. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Commanders and Eagles kick things off in the NFC title game 2 p.m. Sunday afternoon with the Bills and Chiefs to follow from Kansas City at 5:30. The winners will meet in the Super Bowl in New Orleans in 2 weeks. According to Pro Football Post reports, Packers special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia, a surprise candidate for the Cowboys' open head coaching position. He led the Raiders to a 7-5 record back in 2021 when John Gruden resigned midseason. Bucks extend their win streak after blowing out Miami 125-96 at Fiserv last night. Damian Lillard has 29 points and 11 assists, while Giannis added 25 points and 12 boards in the Bucks' fifth straight win. Giannis named a starter for the 2025 All-Star Game after leading all players in fan voting for a second straight season. And ESPN also reporting yesterday that Bucks guard Andre Jackson Jr. will take part in the Slam Dunk Challenge on All-Star Weekend. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a snow shower this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, highs near 20 degrees, wind chills around zero. For tonight, some flurries or light snow showers, a low of 16. Partly sunny on your Saturday, highs near 33. For Sunday, sunshine, a high of 28. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 7 below zero.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:36 on Friday morning. Weekend is in sight with Whitesnake. Here I go again on Max FM.
Here
Maximum hits in the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you and Emily. It's More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:40 on Friday morning. This is your last chance to win Lynch Mob tickets. Emily, what do they need to do?
Well, Dave and everybody else out there listening, you need to text in L-Y-N-C-H-M-O-B, spells Lynch Mob, through the Civic Media app or directly through your regular text action, 608-355-9970. To win Lynch Mob tickets, you have exactly 9 minutes left to do this, folks. Be a winner. Text it in.
Exactly. And today is Friday, January 24th. There are some pretty cool calendar days on there, Emily. So I've been looking through this list this morning. I'm like, wow, there's some great ones on here. And some funny ones is too. And the one I was just laughing at in the image I just can't get off my screen is Talk Like a Grizzled Prospector Day. Hold up, baby buggy in place as we muck deeper into this annual gold bonanza.
Oh my God, a grizzled prospector. Oh my God, that's so funny that they just go ahead and put that descriptive on there that he's grizzled.
Yeah, it's very interesting picture to say the least, but this one I did not know existed today. It is National Lobster Thermidor Day. Get your knives and forks ready because you're about to crave some succulent lobster thermidor. And, you know,
I know what lobster is. Yeah, that's, I don't know. What the heck is a thermidor? Like, I thought maybe it was like a lobster temperature cooker or something until I saw the description. I was like, I think you should probably click ahead.
Well, I'm looking here. It is a French dish of lobster meat cooked in a rich wine sauce, stuffed back into a lobster shell, and browned. The sauce is a mixture of egg yolks and brandy. such as cognac, I'm thinking Corbel, served with an oven brown cheese crust. One of the trademarks of this dish is as served in the lobster tails. So I'm just going to skip
the... really good.
I've never had it before. So no, if someone knows where we can get that in the area, text us and let us know that, please. Because I kind of want to try it. I'm curious about it.
I do, too. All of that stuff sounds so good. And you know what? It's kind of like a deviled egg or twice-baked potato, but for a lobster. Take all the stuff out, do cool stuff with it, and stick it back in. Like, okay, I'm down. I'll try all that stuff. I got to eat, you know, lobster I do like, but I you have to be careful because, you know, there's always so much butter incorporated with eating lobster that I think it's not the lobster, but it's the butter. It's just so rich. If you overdo it, you're going to get a bellyache. And you know what's weird? We've talked about this before. Weird dreams if I eat lobster.
That is
digestion does a lot to your sleep, right? So I always have
yes, it does.
So I just for years I've just said I'm gonna have lobster dreams tonight. You never know. International Day of Education. Elizabeth Warren said a good education is a foundation for a better future. Ain't that the truth?
Yes, it is.
Teachers last night at the chamber dinner. That was lovely. I can't deny it. Teachers make the world go round. So thank you for all of your work out there. You do a lot and have a lot of patience.
Yes, I do.
Change a Pet's Life Day. I love that one. Our
Me too.
To save the world through pet adoption prove that not all heroes wear capes. Oh, and as you guys know, we, you know, partner a lot and like to support Sauk County Humane Society. So that's just another reason to go to their site or their socials and figure out how you can help today. You can always just like donate canned cat food, check out their adoptables, you know, all the good stuff that they do.
Saukhumane.org.
I like the belly laugh day. I think we got to have a few of them this morning talking about the Super Bowl antics. Belly laughs are so great. They're like kind of the ones that like surprise you. Like you don't know they're coming, you know, and all of a sudden you're like doubled over and it's really, you can't like breathe. You can't see. It's so great. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Well, and here's one I saw. I can't pass up. Anyone that knows a tech geek in me, It is Macintosh Computer Day. Macintosh ushered in a new age of freedom and creativity. And yes, they are showing the original Mac computer on there. That looks like the one I used to play Oregon Trail on, just saying.
Yep. And same here. It's got the spot for the disc. It's so beautiful. I love it. And we had that one.
Yeah, and the ironic part is I have a Mac Mini in my studio, and it's the size of that keyboard. It's smaller than that keyboard.
That's a good-looking keyboard. I do like those keyboards with those with the old school, with the, you know, you really have to press on those buttons to get them to do stuff. And they click, and it's just very satisfying. Oregon Trail, I played on that. And what was the other one? There was some other really
There was, like, Asteroids
really
or something.
Games. Yeah.
Where you had
there
to
was some
move
text
the...
games.
Yeah.
You had to, like, type in what you were doing, this old detective game. I can't remember what it was called, but yeah, I played that a lot on that Macintosh. We thought we were way ahead of the game with it. I mean, we were way ahead of the game. Other people didn't have those. I had an IT for a dad, you know, so like he got the stuff from where he worked. So he got to, you know, they got to take some of the stuff, you know, and use it at home every now and again or have access to the stuff that the corp was throwing out. And so it was still newer than anybody else had.
Right.
So also we got National Compliment Day. What a good one. Find somebody you know or even somebody you don't know. Shoot them a compliment today because you know what? It actually does a lot for you as well to be the person delivering the compliment.
It most definitely does. And this one was kind of fun. National Peanut Butter Day. Crunchy or smooth today. We put down our phones and pick up our spreading knives and enjoy some great peanut butter.
I think we ought to have a texting contest about crunchy or smooth. It's a controversy, man.
Yeah, we may do that next week. We may
just keep
do
that in your noggin. Yeah,
yes.
Because I have strong feelings about that. So we have strong feelings about all the food things.
Yeah, well, it's food, you know, the important things in life, right?
Yes, it does make all the things happen. If you don't have that, you're kind of in bad shape. Speaking of food, but not really so much the food, the liquid food. It's Beer Can Appreciation Day, everybody.
Woo! Woo!
Beer cans have definitely gone through a change since, you know, even we were born. They used to have the pull-top things that people would pull off and throw on the ground, and then little kids would step on them. Not a personal story. Yes, a personal story. Cut my foot. Really glad that doesn't happen anymore. And
oh, my!
A lot of litter. A lot of litter with those. I didn't throw it on the ground. I was a little kid. It was some other grown up at the beach was being thoughtless about their beer can disposal. But beer cans have changed a lot over the years. This one, if you come across old school beer cans, they're cool. They're like so solid. They're made of different material. You know, you can't crush them. They're cool.
No. Those were tanks back in the day. I mean, there's no two ways about it. And, you know, there's such different construction of beer cans today. And the bottles were the big thing. Now it's more beer cans again. So, yes, it's...
With the craft beers, I think, like, the new kind of fangled super fancy craft beers, people are back into the cans a lot. You know, I don't really see a lot of bottled beer anymore. And there's the tall boy has come back into favor with some of these craft beers and some of these IPAs and fancy...
Crawlers.
They've got really incredible art on the front of these tall boy cans. I don't know if that's what other people use, but that's the language I use, is tall boy. Boys, silos, whatever you want to call them, but
crawlers.
The art on some of these is just, I can't even tell what's happening. Like, it looks like a crazy kid's drink. There's like colors and circus things, like so much stuff. I'm like, is this beer? Like, it's
right.
The art's pretty cool.
It is.
I don't drink those because I just don't. Yeah, that I don't like IPAs. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I still love you anyways. And I'm looking quickly at tomorrow's calendar days. And one I have to mention is Tatiana Day tomorrow. So, and that's kind of cool. I actually know a Tatiana. Tomorrow's also Observe the Weather Day. And it is National Fish Taco Day tomorrow. So enjoy those fish tacos.
Yeah, fish tacos are good. That's a fun one. So it's a thing to be intentional about on a Saturday. Get outside, the weather's going to be warmer, go have a fish taco, crush your beer can from the night before. I don't know. Anywho. Okay, 8:49 in the morning, but it is Friday. So let's enjoy the Friday, enjoy the weekend. If you're feeling good, get out and play. If you're not feeling good, stay home and rest.
Exactly. Well, we hope you have a great weekend, Emily. You'll be back with us at 7:10 on Monday morning.
Sounds great. Have a great weekend, y'all.
Have a great weekend. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 $0.25. The pins still set by people, swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. 99.7
and more. 99.7 Max FM. I never meant to call you when you sorrow. I never meant to call you when you pain. I'm the one who wants that night to see laughing.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.